Thank you, Tara. Good morning, Cody. This is Gail. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you were chatting with Tara about the first page listing we had come up this morning for excavation on Google. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, good. Well, good to meet you. We've been calling through the area looking for a qualified company we could partner with for that listing. So what I'll do, Cody, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you might have, get pricing for you, and then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
That's fair.
All right. So I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence. I didn't find a lot. I saw something on BuildZoom that I think is you. It lists you as Mount Jackson, Virginia.
I'm not sure where they would have put the location, but Angie's List does have me listed, you know, online in certain places.
Gotcha. And that was another one I noticed was the Angie's listing. How long have you been on Angie's?
But just a few days, they called me and offered me something. I told them it's worth a try.
Ah, nice, nice. Any luck so far?
Not really.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I assume you were expecting a few more, I would say, you know, a few days in, right?
Well, not necessarily. You know, people usually get the research, in the, you know, at night and on the weekends, you know, when they're off from work. So,
true, you know, true.
We'll see.
You bet. You bet. Now, so I wasn't finding any other online presence for you. Do you have a website, Cody, and I'm just not seeing it?
There's a Facebook page.
And is that, let me look. I was trying to find you here. I see a Full Throttle Excavation. Nope, they've got a 630 area code. Is it under Full Throttle Excavation?
That's right. Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I will look for that while we chat. So one of the first things that we'll do, Cody, is I will close off the Phoenix area and for a 50-mile radius around you. And that's what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with your competitors. So those leads and calls all go directly to you. They don't go out to your competitors. And that 50-mile radius is your protected area. We can only work with one company per category, per area. So this slot is exclusively yours for Full Throttle. So what we'll do is a local campaign to get you on that first page of Google right in that map section. Now, sounds like you're able to take on more business, right?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, awesome. And I think Tara made a note here, too, that you had helpers or other people you could bring in when you needed.
Yeah. Whenever I got a job requires more than just me and my machine, I got help.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Now, would you say you could take in a little more work, a lot, somewhere in between?
I mean, as much work as I get, I'll just adapt to it. I mean, it ain't no big deal.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Well, this will definitely help get things going for you, too. Now, you've been in business for, is it 2 years?
That's right.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you could use some more business coming your way.
Some more would be nice. I do enough now to, you know, keep bills paid, but
sure.
It's always better, ain't it?
Exactly. Well, you know, you're in business to make money, right?
That's right.
All right. So what we'll do, we can leverage that Facebook page that you've got to get even more leads headed your way. Now, are there areas outside of Phoenix that you would like to hit?
Yeah, I travel to all the surrounding counties, you know. All
okay.
The time, you know, that's fine. You know, like Kimball County, Appomattox, Prince Edward, Halifax. You know,
perfect. Okay. Awesome. Now, have you done any paid ads or posts on Facebook for work?
I have not.
Okay. All right. Just hadn't gotten around to it, or?
Just hadn't gotten around to it or thought about it.
Yeah. It's hard to find time sometimes, I know. That's for sure. So, and I'm going to check on something for you too, Cody. I'm going to see about getting a website built for you. We don't do it for just everybody, but quite often for our new partners like Full Throttle, I can get a website built for you. I'll just check to see if we've got a tech opening. And then what that's going to do is that's going to tie everything together. It gives your business, I don't want to say legitimacy, but it gives it credit. It gives it credibility is maybe a better word, having a website. So there would be no charge to you if I can get this done. So I'll check on that. And then have you sent in for your Google business profile yet?
I have not.
Okay, no worries. We'll get that going for you too. So there's no charge for us to do that, and Google doesn't charge for the listing. And I'm sure you've probably seen the Google business profile before. If you Googled something super easy like Ace Hardware, a box is going to pop up, and it'll have click to call, click for website, list of services or offerings. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Google business profile. So we'll get that going for you too. That way, when people are searching for your services, you pop up right in the map on the top of the page. You're a pin in the map. They can see that you've got great reviews, and they can simply click on your profile and call you directly. So, now being that you're 2 years in, Tara had asked for a new in business discount for you. So I can certainly go ahead and apply that. And I think we'll leverage that Facebook page as well to hit some of those surrounding areas along with that local campaign that we'll do to get you on that map. So now pricing is on a flat monthly rate. We don't lock you into a contract. We frankly don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job to continue earning your business. So you're not locked into anything long term, and it is a true flat monthly rate. We don't charge for the clicks or the calls or whatever. There was a waitress surcharge on one of our bills recently. We went out to a restaurant. People have come up with so many goofy surcharges these days. It's crazy. So there are none. And then of course, clicks, leads, calls are all unlimited. So normal retail for the Virginia area would run $5.99 a month, but with your new in business, we can get you down to $3.49. And then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. And then, of course, you'll never deal with that again. It partially covers programming. So then it is just that flat $3.49 and never a penny more. And that includes getting you out on Facebook, also up to about 60 other destinations, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Super Pages, Yellow Pages. The list goes on. Bing is another one. And let me look here. My tech is getting back to me already. Let's see what he's got. Okay, good. So we do have time next week. Short answer on the website, no problem. We can build a website for you as well. It's about a $300 value, but we don't charge our partners for it, so it would cost you nothing. We'll also host that site, no charge, and it'll be on an actual domain that makes sense for your business, something that works for you. I see on Angie's, you've got a page on their website, but unfortunately, when I search for excavation around you, unless I know the name of your company, you're not coming up. So what this will do is you'll come up when people are searching for your services. Now, what types of excavation do you do, Cody?
Like final grading, rough grading, lock clearing, driveways.
Now, would you also dig for foundations?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I've done several of those.
Perfect. Now, do you do the concrete work as well, or you stick strictly to the excavation?
No, I do concrete too. I got a guy that does it for me. But
you know, nice. Okay. So we could even say stem wall, mono slab, keywords like that as far as your services?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So what we'll do, we can use all of those services as keywords. So anytime someone is looking for a stem wall or mono slab or driveway, you pop up in those search results and they just call you directly. That sounds like that's going to get your business growing pretty good. Maybe bring in, be able to use some more of your subs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good to get them on the clock and get them earning for you too, more money that way, right?
That's right.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Well, Cody, I think this is going to be a great fit. To me, it sounds like it's going to do great things to help grow your business. For us, you're the type of company that we like to partner with because you have only good reviews out there. You're obviously doing work. You've got your business established and you're able to take in more work. So that makes you a great partner for us. So this works for us. This sounds like something that would work really well for you too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. All right.
I don't like paying for stuff that don't work.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. And yeah, you need to have something that actually brings you real business and real leads. And you know, being on the first page of Google, it really kind of helps eliminate some of those tire kickers because you are catching them right in the moment that they're searching. And people are so busy lately that they see that one company like Full Throttle. You've got good reviews. You pop right up. They don't bother scrolling, you know, past the map section. So you being in the map section is definitely going to capture some more business for you. So let's go ahead and get you set up, Cody. Let me open up a couple of screens here and I'll gather some info from you. Let's start with, it's Cody, correct?
That's right.
Perfect. And Cody, what's your last name?
It's Cisco, C-I-S-C-O.
Nice last name. I've always liked that name, either first or last name. And what's your email address, Cody?
It is Cody Cisco, all lowercase, 512@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then 434-208-8103, also cell phone.
That's right.
All right. And I'm going to close that Phoenix area right now so that nobody else can have it. I want to make sure it goes to you. Okay. And then, now, Cody, on the card that you're using today, I don't need the digits yet. I'll need them at the end. But does your middle initial appear on that card, or is it just first and last?
My middle name appears on it, so my middle initial is D.
Got it. Thank you. They get picky. I've got to make sure all the fields match. And then is the company name also on that card, or is it just your name, Cody?
Just my name.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And then best phone number, I assume, is your cell. Now, is your cell also your business line?
That's right. It is.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to do a little copy-paste here. And are you 534 Old Well Road?
I am, but I would prefer not to have an address listed online. I don't want people showing up at my house.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and that was going to be one of my questions is, do you want your address omitted? So what we'll do, in fact, I'm going to make a note for our tech, when they set up your Google business profile, Google doesn't want people to know exactly where you live either. So for our home-based businesses, which is 99% of people anymore, we just omit your street address. So it, you'll still show in as a pin on the map in the general neighborhood, but not not so close that somebody could actually find out where you lived. So let me make that note. Do not publish street address. Is home. There we go. Perfect. And then, so I want to make sure I've got your company name right. I've got Full Throttle Excavation and then the and symbol grading. Do I have that right, Cody?
That's right.
All right. And is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that at all?
No.
Okay. Let me get that updated so we got that right. All right. That looks good. So next, I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is going to be just informational on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area on our site where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all that data that'll help you run your business and know where your marketing dollars are going and where your returns are coming from too. So handy dashboard. You can also upload photos for us there too. So we'll build your website and we can use your before and after photos. We want to highlight those on your site. And then the second one I'm sending you is the exact price and package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. And then grab a couple of texts for you. So the first text is going to be my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems or need help with anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And then the second one is our customer service department. Same thing, I want you to have them in your phone. All right, man. So we're going to say services, excavation and grading. Rough grade. And you tell me if I'm missing any. Lot clearing. Driveway. Excavation. Foundation excavation. I'm going to say concrete. What other ones? Oh, we can say stem wall. Mono slab. All right. Did I miss any, Cody?
Don't think so.
Okay. Perfect. Get that all filled in. So I'm making notes, too, for our tech. And then the next thing we need to do is get you set up with your onboarding call. So this is the call that really kind of kicks everything off. So you'll sit down with your tech just over the phone. You don't even need to be in front of a computer. And they'll go through all of your keywords, make sure I got that all right, do one word double check of spelling, make sure we don't have any errors there. I'm doing a lot of double checking now, but we do one more quality control check to make sure everything is accurate. We don't want anything wrong when it goes out of here. And then they'll also get you into your dashboard. So let's take a look at their calendar here. So we do have openings yet today. Let me see when those are. So they would have a 2 o'clock. Oh, I guess that is, well, 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock today. Would either of those work?
1 and 2, I'm going to be on the road. Can we do it like 4:30 or later?
Let's see.
So I know I won't get good service on the road.
Gotcha. Nope, they are booked. But let's look at Monday. Well, or we could go a little earlier. Let's see. There's time to make that happen. We could do a noon. Would that work? If not, we can look at Monday.
Yeah, let's set it up for Monday, because today's okay. Friday. Friday's always my busy day.
Gotcha. No problem. Yeah, let's look at Monday. So Monday, we've got something just about every hour on the hour, starting at 10 and going all the way to 6 o'clock that evening.
Well, we can do 10.
10 o'clock it is. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to set that calendar appointment up to hold that spot for you. And then I'll let you know when that's on the way. And I'll have you accept that calendar appointment. Just update a couple more things. There we are. All right. A lot of copy paste. And checking things off the list, make sure we caught it all. Oh, and during your onboarding call too, Cody, they'll go over what you want or don't want in your website. So kind of keep that in the back of your head over the weekend, what you want or don't want, what photos you can use. I'm sure you have a bazillion of them that you've taken of your work.
I got some. I don't have as many as I should because I don't usually play on my phone much.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know. I forget.
I got pictures.
Perfect. And, you know, as you gather more, you can send those to us. We'll update your website. We don't charge for doing updates. We're in there all the time anyway because we're keeping a close eye on your programming as algorithms change. To make sure that you don't slip. So we're in there quite often anyway. All right. So Cody, I just sent that email over to you for the calendar. It's, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. Let me know when that one comes in. And I'm going to do a couple more fill-ins while we wait for that. August 1st. Perfect. Now, there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Go ahead, yes.
Please, that would be great. And I've got to remind myself, we're not in July anymore next week.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, Monday is August 1st. Wow, okay. The month is flying, or has flown. Great, yeah. I got your response. What's that?
I said it has flown.
Yeah, the whole year has. Yeah, I was just saying the same thing. I keep joking that I'm still looking for April. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
And let me try one more time. Hey, Cody, maybe. I'm having a hard time finding your Facebook page. Would it be easy for you to get to it? Oh, go ahead.
You just need to change your location, you know, under filters.
And okay.
Phoenix or Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia, 1 or 2.
Right. And it'll come up. That gets. Full Throttle Band, Team Full Throttle. Okay, let's try again. No, still not finding you. Any chance you could go to your Facebook and send me the link? For your Full Throttle page. You can text it to me.
I can't do that till I'm at home.
Okay.
I don't think I can get in Facebook on this phone.
Okay, no worries. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, this is a brand new phone. I just broke mine. I haven't even downloaded the app from the App Store yet.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that is new.
Like 3 days old.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm due for an upgrade. I drag my feet because, you know, I don't know, moving into a new phone is, it's a hassle. Nothing's where it used to be. Everything, plus you have to go download new apps or re-download your apps. Let's see. And then, yes. So I'm going to text you just an informational link. This is on the call tracking, just kind of a how it works. I'm going to send that to you. You don't have to do anything with it just now. Let's see. And then I need your zip code in there. 223959, correct?
No, 23959.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that actually is how it's typed. I reversed it when I said it. Perfect. And then, Cody, do you prefer phone, text, email, any of them over the others?
I believe I like to call the text better.
You got it. I know it's amazing. Email is going the way of the dinosaur. I hardly ever look at my email anymore. It's just nothing there but junk.
Pretty much.
In fact, when I'll go look at it and there's, you know, 200 messages there and I'll start scrolling through and I'm going, wait, it's just junk. And then I give up. All right, let me double check this. I'm skimming through again to make sure we don't have any errors anywhere so far. And so far, so good. All right, that all looks good. Now, you do have access to your email right now, right, Cody?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So there's one more that'll be on its way. Let me set that up. So I'm going to set up your subscription. That screen always moves slow. Okay. Make sure all that's right, too. Okay. All right. And then, so you said company name isn't on that card. Cell phone must be the number that's attached to that card also.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Cody?
Master. It's Visa. Let me look. Hold on.
I know. I can't keep mine straight either.
It's Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
It's 4108-9400-5441-5153.
All right. And then the expiration.
0425.
All right. And then the security code, please.
383.
All right. Let me update that. And then I'll let you know when that last email is on its way. We'll go ahead and send that through. And then there's going to be an email that'll come to you. The subject line will say local splash initial invoice. And when you get that one, let me know and I'll walk you through it. And then at the same time, while we're waiting for that, we'll do the voice verification. That way you don't have to wait any longer and you can get back to your day. So it sounds like you could use that on a busy Friday. So, yeah. The voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So what it's going to do is outline the services that we're going to perform for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay. Well, you need that.
You can just go ahead and speak it. Just state.
Full Throttle Excavation and Grading.
Perfect. Thank you. And then please state your name and title within the business.
It's Cody Cisco, an owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts between the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 29th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $349, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 29th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 29th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then did that email make it to you, Cody?
It did.
All right, perfect. So just a little ways in, maybe a paragraph in, there's a click here to accept. And that's going to be basically a duplicate of what I just read to you. And then it'll ask you to type your name down at the bottom on that next screen.
All right, now what?
Did it take you to a login screen?
It did.
Perfect. That should be it. Yep, got the update on this end. Awesome. So that's actually where you'll log into your dashboard. When you do your onboarding call on Monday, they'll get you that login. So for now, you are all set, Cody. I've got that listing locked down. It's all yours. And any last questions before I let you get back to your day?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Don't hesitate to reach out if you have questions. And then, of course, don't forget your onboarding call on Monday.
Okay.
All right. You have a good weekend, Cody. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.